Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:46, 14 till 9 last week. We talked to Alyssa Curtis about that stuff going on down in Lafourche Parish. You can imagine as a parent that your daughter, pictures of your daughter are being circulated by teenage boys that are not really nude pictures of her, but her face has been AI implanted or artificially put onto these. So for all intents and purposes, people think it is real. She swatted the phone out of the kid's hand. She got some disciplinary action. I'm giving you the quick details here. Dane Cialino joins us now, our friend, professor of law at Loyola, to talk about what the law has to say about deep fakes, Title IX, everything else. How you doing, Dane?
Just fine, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. What does the law say about, because here's the thing. If somebody takes a picture of me, I don't know why they would want to do this, but if they were to do that and then generate a nude photo of me, or not of me, but a nude photo and put my face on it, it's not really me other than my face. But what does the law say about all of this?
Yeah, it says a lot. I mean, this is an area where Congress, state legislatures, including the Louisiana legislature, and federal regulators under Title IX have been very active in the last couple of years. Deepfakes were something that no one heard about 3 or 4 years ago, and now we've got this web of criminal and regulatory sanctions that exist for creating deepfakes. At the highest level, the federal criminal level, if somebody knowingly creates and then distributes an image of somebody who is identifiable in a deepfake, and it's an intimate image that includes nudity, sex acts, states of undress, whatnot, then there are potential federal criminal crimes that exist. Also, there are takedown provisions that require online platforms like Instagram or Facebook or X to remove images once they get a report of them, and to take reasonable efforts to prevent re-uploads of those sorts of things. So there's that level. Then, of course, the Louisiana legislature in 2023 also created a new crime, a state crime, that deals with unlawful deepfakes of minors that sets fairly stringent hard labor penalties of 5 to 20 years in prison for doing these sorts of things. So, yeah, I mean, again, this is something that none of us heard of 3 or 4 years ago, and now we've got this criminal and regulatory framework to try to stop it.
Now, let me take a break. I want to talk about the civil aspects of this as well when we come back, if that's kept up with it or not, and has the law really kept up with all of this? A lot of people have questions about Title IX and what part that has in this, so we can discuss all of that when we come back with Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. Any questions, you can text him in at 504-260-1870. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola, talking about this. You know, I can't imagine this father having a daughter and you got AI-generated nude photos of your daughter. I don't even know how to phrase it, Dane, because it's your daughter's face. It's not her body, but still nobody knows that to look at it. And we talked about the criminal protections against this and Title IX. What does Title IX have to do with this?
Well, Title IX applies in cases where any school or college gets federal financial assistance, And Title IX does define online harassment to include the non-consensual distribution of even AI-generated intimate images. If the image is severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive, like this one clearly was, and Title IX obligates the school to take supportive measures and have a formal grievance process, investigate the claims of online harassment, et cetera. So yeah, Title IX is implicated, as well as we've already discussed, those federal and state criminal statutes.
So at what point does this become child porn? Because if it's a child's face on an adult body, you can't just say this is this or that. There has to be a law behind it, right? So does the law cover that?
Yeah, good question. I mean, if it's not a real child involved in the porn, then they certainly would have a defense that it's not child porn, but it certainly would still fall under these deep fake criminal statutes. Yeah, that's a good question. I think it would really depend on how much of the image is authentic.
And what about the civil portion of this, Dane? Can you be civilly liable for this, or is it a thing where, yeah, you can get a judgment, but it's a wallpaper judgment because all you need is a phone and a little bit of, or a computer and a little bit of knowledge, and you can do this, and you have no assets?
Yeah, I mean, it's still tortious conduct that can lead to a regular civil tort suit in state court. That is certainly one of the options available to the family. If they can identify who did it and that it caused damages, then it would be an ordinary tort suit that would be viable.
So any final thoughts here, Dane, before we let you go? Anything I should have asked
you? No, again, very interesting topic and one that's continuing to evolve. And everything's moving very quickly in this area, so the law is just trying to keep up.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Dane Cialino, professor of law at Loyola. We take a break. We come back. I tried to ask you the top five permanent, problematic, persistent potholes in the area, and I was just besieged with answers, so I had to change it. And I'll tell you when I give you the survey results after the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk with Alex Hammerstone about when you use a website or app to buy something, what happens to your data? How are they tracking it? And what do they do with it? Somebody texted in a question last week about facial recognition data and to establish their age for whatever reason, and what chances are that their picture could wind up somewhere speaking with Dane Cialino where they don't want it. And we'll talk to Bobby Hebert, co-host. You know who Bobby Hebert is. We'll talk about the Saints with him. So a lot coming up. Going to be a big 9 o'clock hour. Stay with us on this Wednesday morning, November 19th. Hopefully the fog will burn off and we'll be back to normal. WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.